Next week marks the second anniversary of the confrontation between the extremist group MOVE and the city of Philadelphia, which ended in the bombing of the MOVE house. The public television series Frontline has produced a documentary that looks at the history of the tense relationship between MOVE and the Philadelphia police. This particular edition of Frontline is causing some controversy in Philadelphia. Our television critic David Bianculli has these thoughts.
The most significant program on national television this week is even more significant in Philadelphia, because it's not being shown here. Not yet, anyway. The rest of America can watch it on the PBS documentary series Frontline, but Philadelphia viewers have to wait 3 more weeks. Why? Because the title of this particular Frontline is The Bombing of West Philly. It's all about the radical group MOVE, and Channel 12 has decided to move the MOVE show until after the mayoral primary. That decision was announced before the Frontline documentary was completed, and it's less a condemnation of the program than a concern about affecting the outcome of the primary. My question, though, is this. So what? If a nationally broadcast PBS documentary comes down hard on one or more of the public officials involved in the MOVE tragedy, or if the program brings out new information or presents old information in a new light, shouldn't Philadelphians be privy to that information? What does it matter if the documentary is critical or explosive? How can a TV show that includes the 1985 MOVE confrontation not be explosive when the key ingredient wasn't explosive? Besides, most Philadelphians can be expected to be familiar with and almost immune to much of the film footage about MOVE. We've all seen the helicopter drop the incendiary device 100 times on taped replay, and many people watch the drama unfold live on local TV, most prominently on Channel 10, which supplied a lot of the videotape used on Frontline. But what Frontline does in the bombing of West Philly is try to provide an overall perspective going back to the formation of MOVE in the early 70s, and recounting in vivid detail its confrontations with neighbors, the courts, and most graphically, the police. The Bombing of West Philly is produced by Martin Smith and reported by Washington Post reporter Leon Dash, who conducts new interviews with surviving MOVE members, community residents, and police officials. The most powerful interview is with Robert S. Hurst, president of the city's Fraternal Order of Police. He was an on-duty officer during the first police showdown with MOVE in 1978. One police officer was killed and one MOVE member, Delbert Africa, was kicked and beaten by police after surrendering. TV cameras film the whole beating, and Frontline, of course, includes it. Again, it's nothing new for local viewers. What is new, though, is Dash's interview with police officer Hurst. Hurst is shockingly candid about that day and about the beating of Delbert Africa. Listen.
Well, you can put a badge on all day long, but you still have a little blood pumping in you. You still have the emotion and the frustration of seeing your own people slaughtered. And then this thing comes out here like a milk-fed quarterback, and he wants to be a star? A star? I'd have buried him! I'd have buried him!
No other interview in the bombing of West Philly is as memorable, although many are interesting. Reporter Dash's approach is notably sympathetic to MOVE from the start. He infers early on that the members of MOVE were basically products of their environment, and that their environment included the short-tempered police force of Frank Rizzo. Setting the stage for the 1978 confrontation, the documentary states flatly that, quote, "Many people now saw MOVE as victims of a racist city government." Unquote. Though some claims go unchallenged, this Frontline has certainly done its homework, and it includes some fascinating footage of the guerrilla theater training of the MOVE group in its early years. And yes, both Rizzo and Mayor Wilson Good figure prominently in the documentary, as well they should. The bombing of West Philly is not the last word on MOVE, or the most complete documentary, or even the most objective one. It is, however, a valuable overview and adds new pieces to a puzzle that may take years to put together, if it's ever put together at all. The point is, everyone in America will get to watch this documentary this week, except residents of the city where it all happened. In the city where watching it might be most important of all.
David Bianculli writes about television for the New York Post and the Philadelphia Inquirer.